I'll read one more from this manuscript. This is a poem I wrote for Dave Etter, an Illinois poet and friend. I dedicated it to him, not out of sentiment, but out of self-defense, because it sounds a lot like an Etter poem. Every time I read some of his poems, I get overly influenced by them. So I can't read too many of them at one sitting. It takes me a couple of weeks to flush him out of my system. I'm very much impressed by some of his stuff. So I dedicated it to him, believing that I might escape a plagiarism charge. So I don't want you to think it's out of goodwill. It's called County Fair, and the girl in it is named Doreen, and she spells her name D-O-R-E-E-N. County Fair. At the county fair, I buy Doreen and me cotton candy and coconut slingshots. Make that 4 cheeseburgers, son, with everything. Doreen bets me a silver dollar that I can't outlast her on the tilt-a-whirl. Everything goes belly heavy and pale and weak at the knees, including those 3 star-spangled teasers at the girly show. Doreen tests the silver dollar with her teeth. It'll play well enough, she says, even in Peoria. And would I mind awfully much buying her another cheeseburger? We admire the Cupies and the Geek, and especially the Poland China with a swab of manure the color of broccoli on its bristled cheek. Doreen's hair, in a long, single pigtail, tastes like saltwater taffy. When she looks at me, I can feel my fists exploding with cash. I want to play roulette with the Ferris wheel. Shortly after 11, I sneak off to piss on a tent stake. At midnight, Doreen snaps her fingers and the music stops. As the lights go out, I think of kissing her eyes. So we call in the dogs. High time, she says, that we take our crusty, dusty, spat upon, barked at, taken in, beautiful sawdust bodies back to home.